Now, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
That Sky City news, was that like completely out of left field yesterday?
A little bit, although there was a bit of market speculation beforehand. But what we had yesterday, Mike, was a veritable flurry of announcements out of the NZX. So it meant that we could sort of briefly turn our attention away from oil prices, from the 30-year bond rate, from trade wars, and just focus on what's happening here in New Zealand. And before I do that, though, you know, congratulations, chapeau to the NZX 50, because it closed at all-time highs yesterday, very close to 14,000. So we could have a 14K party. And just of note, in the last 12 months, it's outperformed the ASX 200. So there you go. So, yeah, Sky City, a bombshell announcement yesterday. In response to what it referred to as market speculation, Sky City basically revealed that it had received a takeover offer, received this back in May, so months ago. But you'll love this, Mike. It was a, get ready, take a seat. It was a confidential, unsolicited, conditional, non-binding, indicative offer. Aside from that, it was a
pretty good one, huh?
Yeah, pretty good one. This is from Oak Tree Capital Management, looking to secure the whole business for 75 cents a share. Just to give you context, last week the share price was 60 cents. Back in June, the share price fell to, well, it fell below 50 cents. But there's more.
Oak Tree are the TV3 people, right?
Sorry?
Oak Tree are the TV3 people.
Yeah, big private equity firm. So this is one of the funds that they look after. But there's more in the background. They got another offer, another one also at 75 cents a share. So the Sky City board basically said they considered the proposals, determined that they undervalued the company and conditions around the offers were problematic. They haven't had any improved proposals tabled since then. Now, we've talked about Sky City a fair bit, Mike. They're focused on, you know, executing their strategic priorities. We've talked about the asset sales, trying to sell the Grand Hotel, cost efficiencies, and of course they're still sort of trying to drive some growth through the International Convention Centre, where we were the other Friday night. The market, though, they think that the company could be in play. The share price is up 10% so far this week, still trading below the level of those offers. Large volumes traded yesterday as well, Mike. But from here, look, we don't really know what the status is behind the curtain on these two offers, but you got two offers, so it could be a competition.
Yeah. Okay, what about Vulcan Steel? What's that tell us about New Zealand Inc.?
Yeah, so let's go from discretionary spending to sort of construction, mainly construction. So this is steel distributor Vulcan Steel. They released their full year results, so improved year to June for the first time, I love it when you say this, for the first time since 2022, steel volumes have increased. Sales up 22%, earnings per share up 11%, total dividend up 17%, good set of numbers, but the share price fell 2.3% because when it comes down to outlook, Vulcan operate in Australia as well. So there's a bit of a cautious tone about the outlook for their Australian operations. You know, they're saying higher interest rates there are going to restrict activity. They're more upbeat about New Zealand. That's a bit of a change, isn't it? More upbeat about New Zealand than Australia. Expectation of momentum continuing to build, particularly once we're past the election. Now, this is good stuff to hear, Mike. I mean, businesses like Vulcan, actually, they serve a number of industries across New Zealand, but they're also not just construction. I mean, key part of their business. They also service manufacturing, the rural sector as well. So good barometer of broad-based economic activity. And it sort of plays into the theme, doesn't it, Mike, of a sort of cautious recovery, which it needs to be nurtured. It needs to be looked after, not stomped on by a continuation of higher petrol prices. So all good.
Numbers, please.
Sure. So the US markets are actually in a positive place. The Dow Jones is up 103 points, 0.19%, 53,521. The S&P 500, 7,666, up 13 points, 0.17%. And the NASDAQ up 108 points, 0.42%, 26,088. The FTSE 100 up 0.29, 10,886. The Nikkei up 0.5%, 65,856. The Shanghai Composite up 0.19%, 3,889. The Aussies yesterday gained 0.68%, 9,164. The close in the ASX 200 and the NZX 50, as I say, getting very close to 14,000. 13,993 up 0.8% yesterday. One Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets will get you 0.5972 US. 0.83. These numbers are all looking a bit better as well, Mike. 0.8343 against the Aussie, 0.5116 against the Euro, 0.4377 pounds, 95.09 Japanese yen, gold $4,646, and some reprieve on the oil price, $88.38.
Go well, mate. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.